Today, I've got a secret for you. You know those people that you're kind of afraid of? They're loud. They're even intimidating. Well, they may not be as confident as you think. Today, I want to talk about a different kind of voice mask. The one that's found on the bully, the mean person, the loud, intimidating person that's really creating challenges for you. I think you're going to like this episode, and I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me here today. As always, thank you for your shares and your downloads, and for being a subscriber. Now, for those of you who would like to leave me a review over on iTunes, I'd be super grateful because that really helps me in the search rankings. And if you'll leave that review and send me a screenshot of it, I will send you right back via email. Very quickly, I wanted to let you know, I hadn't planned to run another round of Voices of Success, my 8-week program this year. But I keep getting people messaging me wanting to do the program. So if you are interested in getting your voice ready to go so that you make a bigger impact with your message, speak with confidence, all of that, and you're interested in the program, go ahead and email me, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com so I can give you the details. Today I'm going to talk about a different kind of vocal mask, one that you've probably not thought about, and it's the person that you could potentially perceive as confident. Now, I'm going to talk about confidence separately, but I want to talk about the people who are loud and intimidating. The people that are ready for a fight, the people that are ready for conflict, the people that are arrogant, the people that are cocky, the people that need to prove something, the people that got to tell you how many problems you have and how much better they are. I'm going to give you an example. Some of you have heard me talk about my brother. The only reason I know this is because somebody emailed me once and said, you know, when you talk about your brother, that's my brother. So I know that some of you can relate to this. My brother, this is my brother. We're 16 years apart. So like we hardly even know each other. I'm closer in age to his child than to him. Well, I was going to Italy one year for Christmas and I was so excited about the trip. And probably Thanksgiving. We were all at my mother's house and I said, yeah, I'm going to Italy and France and all these places. And I'm so excited. And my brother said, where are you going in Italy? And I said, well, I'm going to go to, I can't even remember everywhere I went. It was a long time ago. And I said, I'm going to Rome and I'm so excited about going to Rome. And he said, oh, don't go to Rome. Whatever you do, don't go to Rome. Rome's terrible. And I said, oh, really? Oh man, I'm so bummed. When did you go to Italy? Did you go for work or something? When did you go to Italy? And he said, oh, I've never been to Italy. Okay, you know that guy? Do you know that guy? And it's that way about everything with him. So these are the kind of people that I'm talking about. And a lot of people perceive that as confidence. As confidence. And I want to tell you that that is just as much of a voice mask as the person who is trying to be what everybody wants them to be and not really revealing who they are because they want to keep everybody happy And so they kind of have this mask up that they're real, you know, laid back or something. It's all masks. It's all masks. The guy, like my brother, the guy who is intimidating and proving and arrogant and all of that, he is just as afraid. He just chose, or she, it could be she, trust me, it could be she. They just chose a different mask. So why am I telling you all of this? Well, I'm telling you all of this because I see so many people struggle to use their voice with people like this, struggle to get ahead and deal with people like this. And I want you to know that the chances are good. It's simply a mask, and that person is just as afraid as you are. Now, you could line them up in a room with me, or you could send me a recording, and I could go down and I could listen to their voices, and I could say, oh, needing to prove, ooh, whoa, arrogant, you know, whatever it is. You may not be able to do that, but I want you to approach this differently. You've been approaching this type of person with fear and trepidation. You've been giving them all of your power. You've been believing that they are confident and together and really dominating. Well, they may be dominating, but it doesn't mean they're together. It might mean they're even bullies. I believe that a bully is the person that desperately needs to be heard. That's a mask. All of this is masks of fragile people that desperately want to be heard. My research on people not feeling heard is going to blow your mind when the documentary comes out. All of these masks come into place because we want to fit in and we want to not be judged and we want to be accepted for who we are. We want to be heard. So I want you to know that those people may not have as much power as you've been giving them. So what is power? Well, power is speaking with confidence, treating people with kindness, getting the job done and using your voice confidently. Power is empathy, having understanding, you know, an understanding of people's suffering and their challenges and having compassion towards them. That's power. And that is executed very differently than yelling and proving and shouting and shoving and bullying. It's just a mask. So when you hear that voice, I don't want you to shrink away anymore. I don't want you to fear that voice anymore because that voice is different than confidence. So you can have a confident person that's a little louder and a little more free and a little more open and a little more this and a little more dramatic, but they're not mean and intimidating and proving and pushing. That is your key difference. I get real revved up. I get real geeked out and super passionate about voice. You hear me, you listen to me, you should work with me. Good Lord, I am off the chain. But here's what I know. I combine push and pull vocal elements. Because if I just pushed at you and pushed at you and pushed at you, you wouldn't be able to handle it. You wouldn't want to listen to me. If I was proving to you and arrogant to you and talking to you and talking down to you and ordering you around and snapping at you and telling you everything was horrible, I am pushing and pushing and pushing. And that is not confidence. That is not passion. That is not gregarious. That is a mask. I have to intimidate people by being really gruff with them because I don't feel good about myself. I cannot reveal who I am, is what they are potentially thinking. So they use this mask to sound tough and be tough and no, we're not doing that. And yes, I'm in charge and snappy and snippy and all of that. It's a mask. That's not confidence. Confidence is combining push and pull. I may get a little loud and I may get a little fast, but I also am going to express empathy and let you and pull you close to let you know that I really do care about you. And that even though sometimes I call it like it is, and maybe that's a little harsh, it's all done in love. Because I know it's a stumbling block for you, and I know we can fix it, and I know when we do, you're going to be free. That's confidence. Confidence is supported with empathy. It is encased in push and pull. A confident voice flows out. A confident voice is not stuck in the throat or in the jaw or in the nasal cavity. It flows out because there is not really much fear about what happens when you get my words. Now, the first episode of this podcast, there probably, even for me, was less flow because I didn't know if anybody would even listen to me. I didn't know if anybody even, if this would benefit the listener. Was there anybody even looking for a podcast about voice? And sure enough, there was 3 years later. The voice flows out. And I push. I don't have to push with volume. I don't have to bully you and shove you and get arrogant with you. I don't have to. All I have to do is know my message with clarity and speak it to you with respect. That's confidence. What do I need to say to you? I need to say, it really bothers me that you gave the meeting, the head of, you know, to be the head of the meeting to someone with less experience than me. And I was just curious, what was the reasoning behind that? What do you need to say? What do you need to, what is the message? How do you feel? What do you want me to feel? And stand still in the confidence of owning that message. These are my words. I'm kind of scared to put them out there, but I am going to step into that vulnerability without any masks and risk judgment. Because the risk of judgment is far, far better than living life behind the mask or living life afraid of the one who is living by the loud and intimidating mask. My brother doesn't scare me anymore. My dad scared me too. He talked that way. That's how my brother learned it. They don't scare me. Well, my father is, he passed away 2 years ago, but my brother doesn't scare me because I know what's behind that mask. And he doesn't bully me. He doesn't get to bully me. Revealing who you are, it's confidence. This other that you've spent potentially so much time being afraid of is just a mask. And I realize kind of as I'm in the middle of this episode that there could be people listening who are that person. Who are that person behind that mask of loud and intimidating and proving and cocky and know-it-all and don't go to Italy. It's horrible, even though I've never been. I work with so many people who have someone like that in their office, and they've tempered and they've tailored and they've adjusted the way they communicate for far too long. And that is why I wanted to reveal to you this secret, that it's highly possible they're not confident, that they're frightened, and that they just chose a different mask. So don't shrink away when you hear that voice. Know that it's not about you. It's about them. You know, it's a mask. It's all bark, no bite, usually. I mean, I guess there could always be a little bit of bite. But what I'd love to see you start doing is use your voice against that person. Because you're potentially not using your voice with them. You're potentially avoiding them. That, you know, you have angst, you have unrest, you have challenges, you feel unheard. The only way to shift that is to know the secret, which is that's just a mask. And now you can start revealing your message. Just starting having a conversation, revealing who you are. What do you need to say? Let your voice flow out. You don't have to push. You don't have to match. But you don't have to be afraid either. Fill the space with your message, with your confidence. Own your message and don't let this person or these people in your life intimidate you anymore. Own your truth and speak it beautifully, because here's the thing, your voice matters too. And that is why I do this work, because I understand on a frighteningly deep level what it is like to not feel heard. And even to this day, I can't wait to do the episode about, I was just on the road for 5 weeks. I was just traveling and I had to walk my talk. Oh man, every day I had an opportunity to either be silenced or use my voice. It was really intense. But I understand the pain of that. I understand the damage of that. Every voice matters. Every voice, you deserve the freedom to say what you need to say and not be bullied, not be shut down, not be silenced, especially in this scenario where it is not even real. It is a voice mask, just like all the other voice masks you hear me talk about. So moving forward, you know who that person is. You know who that person is that intimidates you and makes things challenging for you. Stand still. Stand still and use your voice to speak your message beautifully. Stand in confidence. Stand in silence. Say the words that you need to say. And don't be afraid. Everything changes. You're wasting days, months, years of your life not learning how to speak your truth beautifully. Which brings us to the end. That's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed this one. And until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab The Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.